Hello and welcome to Animal Voices. You're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM. I am your host, Lauren Corman, here with Steve Romanin, teching for us, co-hosting. We also have some guests in studio. We have Catherine Brigantino, who is from Brock University. She's been a part of the Critical Animal Studies program, and very delighted to have her here. And we also have a musical guest in studio. This is a special thing for Animal Voices. We don't often have live music. I'm very pleased to welcome Jamie Goddard to the program. He is an extremely talented musician, also a recent vegan. He used to be, was it vegan or vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
And then you strayed.
Relapse.
And then now he's revisiting his music, where he had talked about animal rights before, and he had said to me that now he can play these songs with a clean conscience. And I'm very glad to have Jamie joining us in studio. We're going to hear from him at about the halfway point, but before we do that, we're going to get into an extended set from Kevin Tillman, who has been bringing us tracks every week from the vegan hip-hop movement. And I'll turn it over to Steve, who did the majority of the legwork for the show.
Sure. Kevin sent us quite a few really great songs, as well as some of his input on those songs. And I compiled it last night, and it sounds great, and I'm really excited to bring it to our listeners.
Excellent.
And I know that Kevin's really excited to have it on the air as well. So if you like what you hear, check out the website. We're going to post all information about the artists as well, and you can follow them, support them.
Excellent. And if you have any questions or comments about the show or anything that you'd like to ask us directly, you can always write us at animalvoices@gmail.com. You can check out the show. It should be archived in about a week on our website, animalvoices.ca. And I'm going to get the people in studio to say hi. As I mentioned, we have Catherine Brigantino here. I'll get you to say hello.
Hello.
And we also have Jamie.
Hi.
Hi. I'm really excited about this program. I was saying to Catherine, this is so exciting for me. Some of my favorite people in the whole world here today, all in one space. Pretty wonderful. So we're going to now go to some music. We're going to hear the track from Kevin. We'll come back at about the halfway point, and we'll hear some live tunes from Jamie.
Sounds good. Here's Kevin.
Greetings, Animal Voices. It's Kevin from the Vegan Hip Hop Movement. With the first selection out of Germany, the song is entitled Death Race, the campaign from PETA 2 and Hit Farmers, featuring various artists whose names will be revealed in the outro of the song. So check it out.
The PETA, the EAT, the TEAT, the AIDS, the
animals can't speak, but we can. We can, we can, we can, we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Death Race. The Death Race.
To get you paid for the heavyweight.
Look at the vegan evolution, the food chain leader. Looking like the freak that he's chauffeuring the eater. Ain't that some rock shit rolling to the shambles? Acting as a cad bitch, slaying loads of animals. Imagine y'all was cannibals and mankind the cattle loop. Locked up in a box, small enough to get a rampage loop. I fucking disagree with the price and the fee that these beings gotta pay so we can feast and fucking eat. Encore with dog fauna, the animal persona. Raw and distinctive, the beast man's the wound, y'all. Keep profiling. And I will be the form of the act too supreme, and I will have the armor up. Test the chemicals and genocide of foreign species. Ask about society, so sex, unbelieve me. We gotta keep it real, how the fuck would it feel? Locked all your life behind rolling bars of steel, huh?
Welcome to the Death Race.
Bring me through the meat in the street.
You don't want peace, cause I'm a free man.
To get you paid for the heavyweight.
Über 4 Millionen Tiere jedes Jahr auf den Autobahnen. Tausende von Kilometern Schmerz bei der Fahrt. Eingesperrt in Lastern, denen sie kein bisschen Platz haben. Ich aufreiben und streiten, anpissen und scheißen. Offene Wunden im Fleisch, Ekzem an den Beinen. Blutrot, Faust groß wie ein Burger, beißt rein. Kein Bild rein. Ey, es ist Realität und ein Großteil von ihnen überlebt es nicht. Und sie erliegen ihrem Schicksal, hatten nicht mal eine Chance. Eine Vielzahl dieser Tiere wird zum Schlachten geboren. Gequält beim Transport. Um den Preis zu drücken, jetzt zeig den Bürgern diese Bilder und frag, ob sie es möchten. Tiere können nicht sprechen, sich nicht wehren, nicht widersetzen. Keinen Anschluss geben für Richtlinien und Gesetze. Es ist schwer einzuschätzen, wie viel Qualen sie noch erleiden, wenn es bleibt, wie es ist. Dieser Track setzt ein Zeichen.
Welcome to the Death Race.
Bring me through the meat in the street.
You don't want beef, cause I can give you mankind.
This is a sign to get you paid for the heavyweight.
This is a
a story about this man in a slaughterhouse. Took me on a tour and showed me all his whereabouts. And in my working doubts, he sits and jokes and lights a cigarette and starts drinking on a Guinness stout. You Greenpeace fools, we handle your food. And if you like fast food, here's some examples for you. Livestock pals that eat your dead heat, destroy milk cows and use a Burger King meat when they feed in the street. No time to negotiate. The blood fills to death when alive, they don't breathe. When their lungs, they aspirate. You like feel? Or this will spoil your meal. The baby's confined to no light when the food and that's real. Respect to Islam for eating no swine. This was waste pits. We used to feed them there from time to time. He expressed no pain for 4 weeks' pay. You're cutting a jugular of vein. It's something, yo, I can't explain.
Es ist ein Todeskampf, ich seh die Familie vor mir sterben. Die Erde gepeinigt auf engstem Raum, die LKWs vergittert des Ärgers. Es ist ein Todeskampf, der kein gutes Ende nimmt. Denn wer die Todesfahrt überlebt, bekommt den Bolzen ins Gehirn gesetzt. Ich stehe auf den Kadavern meiner Familie, die restliche Masse drückt mein Gesicht in ihre klaffenden Wunden. Meine Schwester liegt einsam und sterbend am Boden, zertreten von meinem Bruder, der panisch nach Luft ringt. Keine Zukunft in diesem Kubus des Todes, dem die Sonne uns verbrennt, dem es nach Dreck und nach Blut stinkt. Meine Erinnerung an die guten alten Tage, in den 6 Monaten meines Lebens gab es nur Dreck zu fressen und Schläge. Ich kann nicht mehr beten, es gibt kein Gott für unsere Rasse. Wir sind gottesverlassene Geschöpfe als Konsumgut für den Menschen. Es ertönt Schreie, als sich das Grab endlich öffnet. Doch es erwartet uns die Hölle anstatt ein kleiner Funken Hoffnung.
To get you paid for the heavyweight.
Welcome to the death ring.
Send me through the meat in the street.
You don't want beef, cause I can give you bad cash.
System designed to get you paid for the heavyweight.
What's good, people? This right here is the exclusive Death Race remix for Peter. Exclusive, right? It's the Hip Bombers joining forces with Ab-Rock, Warpath, Hohenzeugen, Sixth Sense, and Serge Smoke. And yo, there's a lot of fucked up shit happening out there, and animals can't speak, but we can.
We can. We can. We can.
We can. We can. We can.
Yo, word to Bart Simpson.
Blood
thirsty, man. I don't eat right. To have a slim figure. When I see my mom, she says, Jim, get bigger. Since I cut the meat out, no eyes, no mouth. I got better karma with eating a bunch of sprouts.
Yeah.
What did the animal ever do to you? Ooh. To make you wanna yam them up, put them in a stew. Grilled tofu, bust out the soybean. Tasting like any kind of meat I've ever seen. In between meals, break out the almond clusters. Soy corn dogs with ketchup and mustard. Ooh. Never miss a beat, cutting out the meat. At all the local veggie restaurants, I gotta see. Indian buffet, a simple garden burger. A brother like me doesn't intake the murder. I still trek around in the patent leather. Break out the canvas ERs in the good weather. No more ice cream, eating that soy dream. Yo, it's silk, not milk, I'm no calf. I'm a human being who doesn't kill to get his protein. Grew up on it, though without it, it's no thing. It's not popular, people frown on it. It's a natural transition, you really gotta want it. And even if the meat wasn't genetically processed, it's all a bloody mess, God bless.
Vegetarian on a diet, or a vegetarian on a life. Eat right, no eyes, no mouth. Eat right, no eyes, no mouth.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate that.
Oh, this falafel is
excellent. That's what's up. Oh, yo, those soy riblets?
Off the chain.
Such a fresh song, No Eyes, No Mouth, from Elemento, otherwise known as Leave My Name Out, from the Visionaries crew. That comes from his album Work Ethic. I will say, the only issue I do have with the song is the mentioning of the company Silk. I just encourage the listeners to do their own research and look closely at that company and their practices. Otherwise, Elemento has a brilliant track record. Just numerous albums spanning over a decade and addressing all sorts of social issues. So check out more from him. The song you're about to hear has been a long-time vegan hip-hop movement anthem. The song is entitled The Hood Diet by Lower Velocity, featuring Don and Lynx and Ramo Conscious. This song addresses food inequality, dietary racism. Check it out.
Good health is priceless. It's no wonder so many black people are suffering from high blood pressure. You people are killing yourselves, gobbling down fat, fat, ham, hocks, pig's feet.
You may not know it, but there's been a shortage of caviar in the ghetto. We buy what is cheapest. Now, you may be talking health, but in this neighborhood, they're talking survival.
The new millennium came, I stopped touching beef. So when I step off the sea at Franklin and Fulton Street, I'm still a starving artist, so regardless, I gotta partake if it's only bullshit to eat. Steamed salmon sound fly, this Japanese spot, but she wants in a pot, I went to Crown Fry. It's 4 round 5, I'll get the special chicken sandwich, cream soda, and a man with fries. And my stomach didn't want it, it's healthier places, but where I stay is always too far from it. I'm burning up my ones, eating out these hood grocery stores, switching up dates, selling meats they should have sold before. The Chinese takeout, it's hard to make me eat. $3 for a whole chicken, that's great, be me. And these halal eateries have been attentions with a wild greasy but cheap. We targeted to make this food move. The Golden Arches want their employees rocking Sean John and FUBU. It's like this imitation food was meant for we. On the lighter side of things, I couldn't find a Kennedy's. But in the blocks of liquor stores and churches, fast food's a waste of time. Bad service and an extended wait in line. The meal seems lifeless. Yesterday's food at next week's prices.
It's the hood diet.
You can't help but be on it.
I know it look good, but don't try it,
cause it's sweeping the project.
You'll get lots of headaches, upset stomach, and high cholesterol. You might vomit on the hood.
Did you diet? Diet, diet, diet,
hot
diet.
Peas and butter, cholesterol smothered. 10% juices artificially colored. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night takeout. The neighborhood McDonald's is the poor man's steakhouse. Chicken fried crown, just a few doors down. I'll give your small intestinal line and a frown. I've been there before, and I'll probably go again, cause it's right here in the hood. Choices are few and slim. Bullshit by the busload, children by the bunch. Parks and recreation, feed them no-frills lunch. Between intimate berry snacks and Little Debbie's, I'm only eating veggies in my Chinese food, and there's one in every corner, so I'm filling my quota. MSG fried food and grape soda, I'm killing me with this shit, and what's worse, I buy it. Living off this so high blood pressure diet, just can't be right. White Castle's the champ tonight, beating on my insides like it was Sam tonight. Survival, I'm liable to catch some ulcers, sipping on these tropical fantasy mimosas. A fabulously ghetto shortage of nutrition. On my block, the farmer's market's missing. They don't come up in the hood, yeah, that shit's dead. That's why I be racking up this corner store credit.
It's the hood diet.
You can't help but be lonely.
I know it look good, but don't try it,
cause it's sweeping the project.
You'll get lots of headaches, upset stomach, and high cholesterol. You might vomit on the hood.
Did you diet?
If you don't die from a gunshot, you'll probably die from a clot in your arteries. Congested like bridges at rush hour. Fast food like gunpowder shouldn't be ingested. Poison in your meal might get you arrested. Chemicals in food have been proven to alter mind states. It's true, drug abuse does elevate the crime rate. So the same applies. Skip the burger and fry, plus a large cola. But what are the options? Ghetto merchants thrive selling fast food and coffins among the obvious. They've been baiting us into cradle. Happy meals replace plates on a kitchen table. Who has time to cook in this fast-paced 16-hour workday rat race? When hungry, all you crave is a fat taste on your tongue. The last time I ate out, it gave me the runs. And I ain't talking marathons. So I turned to vegetarianism like Farrakhan. Though we may not have lots in common, we can agree that eating flesh is worse than top ramen. Banana and almond, but a smoothie will do me fine. Beans and rice is cheaper than swine. Or hamburger. And the closest I come to chickens are the ones on my block. And it never involves murder.
It's the hood diet.
You can't
can't help
we still here.
This is a special,
don't
special,
try
special
it.
Dedication
project
to all you corner cutting grocery stores in my hood.
Nah,
I'ma name names. Did you
diet,
key food, and Pathmark? Y'all better step your game up too. Later.
Hello, Animal Voices and your lovely listeners. It's Kevin from the Vegan Hip Hop Movement, here to tell you a little bit about the Vegan Hip Hop Movement. Hip hop from its inception has been the voice of the voiceless, addressing all sorts of social injustices, the prison and military industrial complex, racism, immigration, etc. Animal liberation and veganism seeks to combat cruelty and crimes committed against other defenseless and voiceless animals. Personally, hip-hop informed me of social ills, and veganism connected the dots between all forms of oppression. My main aim with the vegan hip-hop movement is to promote holistic activism that does two things: acknowledges and leverages privilege in a genuine way to reach total liberation for all beings. Please connect with the vegan hip-hop movement on Facebook, MySpace, and the Vegan Hip-Hop Movement Blogspot page for more information. The Vegan Hip Hop Movement is steadily pursuing new artists, especially female, queer, and artists who are differently abled. I'm interested in messages and experiences that are underrepresented in hip hop. These next selections are spoken word pieces. Hip hop and spoken word are closely related in the way that both are rhythmic, poetic, and oftentimes artists practice both hip hop and spoken word. Artists like Queen God Is and Icy Life. Idris Goodwin is an NEA award-winning playwright, breakbeat poet, indie rapper, and teacher. His work examines the intersection of personal truth and political absurdity. Both his stage plays and solo performances are enjoyed by diverse audiences across the nation. He has been featured on HBO Deaf Poetry and the Discovery Channel's Planet Green. His latest album, Breakbeat Poems, earned praise from the New York Times and National Public Radio. As an educator, Idris promotes cross-cultural literacy at colleges, K-12 schools, and community organizations. His piece, What Is They Feeding Our Kids?, is so right on.
What is they feeding our kids? Tell me, please. What manner of meat is mechanically separated entrails between pieces of plastic bread that are binded by orange lukewarm cheese? Tell me, please, what is they feeding our kids? Vanessa. Vanessa's only 15 years old, and Vanessa is eating red hot Cheetos at 10 o'clock in the morning. She's snapping her red fingers. What is they feeding our kids? Big white gas station bags. Partially hydrogenated oils pollute the coiled intestines like a scourge. Somebody tell me. What is a Funyun? Strange fruit is hanging in that vending machine like a drug dealer whispering, psst, psst, real affordable, psst, psst, only 65 cents to get your mouth hot. Marticia forgets her lunch. We tell her, have some fruit. She says, I ain't no vegetarian. As if she's ever seen one. At Evanston Township High School, they get veggie burgers in the cafeteria. At Kelvin Park on the northwest side, they get the No Child Left Behind special. Tater tots, putting stains on their white t-shirt uniforms, and by noon they're easily riled like hornets, totally unfocused pores, clogged wheels, deep-fried arteries, short-term batteries. Somebody tell me, what is they feeding our kids?
Hailing from Providence, Rhode Island is Jared Paul, who is a performance poet, an educator, and an activist. Jared's ABCs for Roger is absolutely solid and speaks directly to the holistic activism that the vegan hip-hop movement stands for.
My mother came to this country at age 8 when her father moved the family to find work. She had to leave her home and forsake her native speech. She taught me my ABCs in this language while watching Mr. Rogers in Sesame Street. And although I am choosing not to have children of my own, the ones that I adopt will learn the same through symbols like these. A is for agriculture, which is better than cattle deforestation. It takes 12 million metric tons of grain to feed and raise 3 million metric tons of edible beef. Take that same fuel and give it to human bellies, you could feed 4 times the people and prevent the slashing and burning of nearly 100% the forest. E is for economics, energy, and evolution. Fail to see how these things relate, and our globe will choke on the gaggles of genomes we are greedy enough to make. Huge industrial juggernauts kill. There are 230 billionaires in existence. Total their wealth, and you've got more money than the combined asset of every other person on Earth. Billionaires. All colors and cultures from all across the land. Billionaires from the United States, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, and Japan. All blue-blooded, white-collared, with apathy-colored eyes. Now go back and hold on to I, because I is important. Like conservation, contraceptives, recycling, and research. L is not for love of poetry, it's for logistics. If 5.9 billion people becomes 30.6 over the next 25 years, there will be no room for you to run, farm, or breathe. That may not be enough to scare you into changing your daily routine, but as for me, I am terrified. Now, observe. P is for police officers who are overworked, underpaid, and undertrained. Now hear me out. If the only people applying at the police academy are football players who weren't good enough to make it in college and ex-military men with a propensity for violence, then the only people holding guns in the name of the law will be football players who weren't good enough to make it in college and ex-military men with a propensity for violence. Question your goods, who makes them, where they come from, and how they're distributed. You have a relationship with all of these things. If someone or some earth is being fucked over in the process by which your goods get to you, you are ultimately responsible for any harm done. R is for responsible consumers. Separate their trash unfailingly, all paper, plastic, and glass. V is for vegan, and that's where it's at. Which one of the following is the figment of your fucking imagination? Is it A, Superman has X-ray vision? Or is it B, diamonds are mined by black slaves in present-day Africa, where servants are subjected to several layers of X-ray radiation every single day just to make certain that no one is stealing? You can make a difference by not purchasing slave diamonds to symbolize your love and its meaning. Z is not for Zion or Zachariah, it's for Zenith. If you and I sacrifice our surplus till everyone has what they need, then we can reach it. Now, they say that at poetry slams and protests, you are preaching to the choir, and that our real goal should be to get the ideas presented in this forum to the outside world. But you are not the choir. You are not the fucking choir. I don't see you working as hard as possible. I don't believe that you're doing everything that you can. Evolution has to move faster than this. Z is not for Zion or Zachariah, it's for Zenith. If you and I sacrifice our surplus till everyone has food, medicine, and a bed, then we can reach it.
Jaina's To the Divine piece is something I recommend that everyone listen to start their day off properly. That song is something to live by. Jaina is a mother of twins living in the Midwest of the United States. She is a holistic vegan. She practices yoga and is just an all-around amazing person.
The only thing we truly need to satisfy these bodies is shelter, food, and water, not to slaughter or to bother. All these creatures living peacefully, you see, they're just like you and me. The greed that binds us faithfully and shapes the way we live and breathe blinds the eyes that once could see. This isn't the natural way to be. You can collect your silver and gold, cell phones and pages, new kicks and clothes, selling yourself on the radio, that still won't give you peace inside. The river of life is long and wide. A positive mind, your health will shine. Open your heart to the divine, to the divine, to the divine. Lately I have had this feeling, our society needs healing, it's revealing in the air, the way that a lot of these people don't care, this woman, this man, disrespecting the land, but we are the land, disrespecting the earth, but we are the earth, disrespecting the soil that sprouts the root that sprouts a seed. Please believe, still you can collect your silver and gold, sitting alone till you're gray and old. It's an interconnection we're connecting on. It's revelation in layers we're reflecting on. It's the only way to heal this day. And whether you pray or bow to sun rays, it's energy sent. It's a positive intent. Whether you believe in love or angels above, or simply take sage to burn out the rage, or tell someone they're special to you, it's just the simple things each day we do that brings awareness. Like when you're aware of someone staring at the beauty you've created. We can nurture our bodies. It's been stated that the essence of life is in the food we eat. You are what you put in you. What do you want to be? Try raw leafy greens. They'll make your eyes gleam, gleam. Raspberries and nuts and seeds. Carrot juice and peppermint tea. Take long walks and long stretches. Come treat your body. Take delicious hot baths with essential oils and herbs. Make love to the person you love with your heart chakra, your love center, the place where your divine self is at home and recognizes itself as a fawn leaning over a pond and gazing at its reflection in the sunlight. You are that soft creature above, and you are that glistening water below. Let the whole world know. Or you can collect your silver and gold, cell phones and pages, new kicks and clothes, selling yourself on the radio that still won't give you peace inside. The river of life is long and wide. A positive mind, your health will shine. Open your heart to the divine, to the divine, to the divine.
Hey, it's Kevin here from the Vegan Hip Hop Movement, signing out. But before I do, I would like to extend the utmost gratitude to Animal Voices for allowing me the platform to showcase vegan hip hop artists. And I would encourage you, the listeners, to explore the Vegan Hip Hop Movement on Facebook, MySpace, and the Blogspot. Until next time, be well.
That was Kevin Tillman with the Vegan Hip Hop Movement. You're listening to Animal Voices, CIUT 89.5 FM, www.ciut.fm over the internet. Here with a bunch of people who were listening very closely. Jamie, you listen well, I can tell. He had a very intense face while we were listening to that hip hop music. We're going to come back and hear some tunes from Jamie, and I want to talk with him about his creative process, about his journey with veganism, and then we're going to hear some of his really wonderful music. Obviously, I quite adore Jamie, and I'm so glad that we have him here in studio playing some live music for us today. The Vegan Hip Hop Movement, you can find out more about that also by going to our website, as well as the other sites that Kevin mentioned, but we did do an extended interview with Kevin about the origins of hip hop and the beginnings of the vegan hip hop movement. So please do go to our website. You can check it out there at animalvoices.ca. We're going to go to a station ID, hear a little bit of music, come back, chit chat with Jamie for a bit, and then hear some live tunes. Hello and welcome back to Animal Voices, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm your host, Lauren, here with Steve, Catherine, and Jamie, all in studio today. Before the break, we were hearing an extended set from Kevin Tillman, who is bringing us tracks from the vegan hip-hop movement. I wanted to say a big thank you to him for putting together that set. And especially because, as I found out from Steve this morning, he was actually in the midst of moving, which is pretty incredible that as he was doing loads, I guess between loads during his move, he would record his intros and outros and select these songs. And so we greatly appreciate Kevin and all the work that he's done for Animal Voices and his featuring of these amazing vegan hip hop artists, but especially to do an extended set in the midst of moving. Gratitude to you. So thank you again, Kevin. We are joined in studio today for some live music with Jamie Goddard. And I guess I should do my full confession now. He's my music teacher and I've been learning guitar and gotten to know Jamie through that whole process. And I mean, St. Catharines has been really good to me in general. I've met amazing people like Steve and Catherine, and I also stumbled upon Jamie. And honestly, I can say one of the most talented musicians I've ever met. And before I gush too much, I'm going to ask him a few questions and maybe actually get you to talk about writing your own lyrics, because I was so taken when we were talking the other day about this process for you. And you had told a story about how you used to work on the docks and you would go and you'd freeze your butt off and you'd be standing near a fire and you'd be writing lyrics. So, you know, you can talk about that or talk about your journey with veganism or anything you think is relevant.
Sure. On the docks, there's a whole culture that I'm very uncomfortable with. There's no women that work there, that's for sure. And it's very, sometimes it seems racist, a little sexist, and, you know, I just stand around and listen to these guys talk about things like that, and it inspired me to write a song about it, since I didn't want to speak up at work and sort of out myself as the outcast, I guess, you know. So yeah, when I write, it's all about my own personal experiences. I don't see what else you could write about.
And you write at the gas station too. I was thinking about you as we've been listening to all this food politics music, and before you went back to vegetarianism and now veganism, you talked about how difficult it was sort of being surrounded by all this corporate, highly processed, bad for you food. And it's changing now, I think, a little bit for you in terms of how you're eating, but you're kind of right up against capitalism in its most...
Yeah.
I mean, at a gas station surrounded by this food and all that kind of stuff. And so it seems like it's given you a lot of opportunity to reflect on consumption.
It has. Borrowing books from some of my smarter friends, I would say, it helps. You just sit there and read. People come in and they go, "What you reading?" And oh, well, this one's called, you know, something that makes them uncomfortable. Pedagogy of the Oppressed. What's that about? Oh, you know, oppression. Oh.
And here's $20 for a full tank.
And yeah, here, I'll take my gas and get out of here and let you keep reading. It's interesting.
You've written a few songs that specifically deal with animal rights issues.
I have.
This is a big part of why we're having you on the show today. So maybe you could talk a little bit about what you're going to play and about also maybe your journey with veganism. I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it kind of all ties together. I wrote this one actually about dinosaurs having dinner together, because I just thought, I got really tired of, for 5 years as a vegetarian, but like refusing to go vegan, because it really meant like a real change in my diet and not just like stopping eating meat and continuing to have like cheese pizza or, you know. And I just got really tired of talking about it with people, because they were like, I felt like there was vegans that I didn't agree with, and I felt like there were meat eaters I didn't agree with, and it's just like a constant confrontation, like when they find out, oh, you don't eat meat, how come? I love steak. And that's like that's how the conversation always goes, I felt, so I got really like turned off to everything about it, and I wrote this song about those conversations.
But then you came back.
I came back.
Why? Like, what happened for you?
It stayed in my mind, even when I didn't care anymore about it, I thought I didn't care. I started to miss like all the foods I used to eat. You know, like it's really hard to change your how you've been for as long as you've been alive, almost. So, I remember going and someone had purchased one of the Happy Turkey for Thanksgiving from, you know, drug free and the free range and all that, and I was like, okay, I'm back on the meat, I guess, is what I decided. And I didn't feel, after doing that, I didn't feel very healthy at all. I still had it all, and it was all in my head still, you know, I was arguing with myself. And at the same time, if I put on some of my old songs about this particular subject, I would just feel like I sold out on myself, you know, because I still feel like the lyrics for these songs are, I still feel strongly about them. I wasn't actively living the way I should have. Mm-hmm. So I'm back.
Welcome.
Fun
Welcome
times. Back. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. I think I'm going to play the dinosaur song now.
Do it.
So it's about dinosaurs, but it's really about other things.
Nothing says animal rights and veganism like dinosaurs.
Yeah. This is a hip-hop song, actually. to go with the whole vegan hip-hop thing. I'm down with that. So this is called Dining with Dinosaurs.
Candlelit dinner took a turn for the worse. Dinosaurs dining without meeting first. T-Rex strolls in 25 minutes late. He sits down and orders a shot and a steak. Brontosaurus stays calm, says I'll just have a salad. When Sharptooth starts to argue and his opinions aren't valid, he says we're meant to eat meat. Listen, you'll see, don't you give me that bull about animal cruelty. Well, Long Neck piped up and said, if you don't like that, how about the fact that veggies grow naturally in our own habitat? And if that ain't enough, there's also the health factor. But just then they were interrupted by a rude velociraptor. So Rex got up, whispered in his ear, appears he told him something quite funny to hear. Laughing hysterically, pointing and staring, then tried to make Long Neck ashamed of being a vegetarian. But she'll never regret doing what she thinks is right. She held her head up high when she left that night. But not all carnivores are mean, and not all herbivores preach. You see, sometimes I think it's just best to agree to disagree. I said, sometimes it's just best to agree to disagree. I said, sometimes it's just best to agree to disagree. I say sometimes it's just best to agree to disagree.
We need the applause when we're all clapping. That was great. Thanks. Steve, you're smiling and you look like you're about to say something.
Yeah, I'm like blown away. But I don't want to impede this, so I'm just not going to say anything. You just go ahead and play another song so I can be blown away some more.
Smiles. In the studio.
My headphones are off. Can't hear a word Steve just said, but...
he said, wow, that was awful.
It's just terrible. So then, with that in mind, maybe I should play another one. Another rap song. This one's not particularly about veganism, but it's heavy stuff.
Okay.
I must confess, profess my disgust and detest for the pressure and the stress put on by all the rest. They say be a professional, gotta look presentable, climbing up a ladder and most are expendable. Can handle it, dismantle it, rung by rung. Vandalism after hitting smoke from my lung. Scandal spinning, random rhythm, phantom spitting, rants written, standard living, chances given, dancing women, man spitting, band driven, fan listen, hand gripping answers, hitting the cancer ridden, transferring and standing in with brands and logos. A no-do goes to those that need it most. Suppose it's no joke, folks slowly go broke, like a boat that won't float in the middle of the ocean, causing a commotion to keep their head above. Flaws in the promotion of fear instead of love. I've got no pride for where I come from. No, 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 no. I am thankful, but I cannot say that I am proud. So silence and violence, too easy of a rhyme, but it seems they've gone together like poverty and crime. And it's no coincidence, we've grown the distances between the poor and richest who won't hear the dissonance. They don't wanna listen, so we gotta bring the ruckus, cause the power of the people ain't nothing to fuck with. But most keep working, keep their heads down, they don't want the bosses seeing them get too proud. Leaders gather behind brand new fences, $1 billion defenses, not to hear the dissent. And it fills me with disgust when I see the news. There's my stolen tax dollars being abused. I don't support war, so I don't support troops. I say we take all that money and we turn it into food. Not bombs, not bullets, not batons or battalions. Oil gushing in the ocean by the gallons. I know it's a challenge, but we should give it up. Addicted to this stuff and it's getting pretty rough. I know what you're thinking, I'm just one person, and every day it just seems to worsen. Well, imagine every activist was so passive that their actions never spoke louder than words. No, I've got no pride for where I come from. No, 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 no. I am thankful and I can't say that I'm too proud. So dear Canada, please change your views on war. Dear Canada, please feed the needy and go easy on the poor. Dear Canada, please change your views on religion.
For God's sakes, parents are indoctrinating their children.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to play the Marineland song?
Yep, that's on the list. how much time do we have?
We have about 15 minutes.
Okay, then I think I'm going to play two, maybe three songs.
It's nice to hear your hip-hop stuff because I know you as a particular kind of musician, and I've only seen your hip-hop stuff on YouTube. So, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I so appreciate you as a musician, too, is the diversity of stuff that you can play.
I've always just liked all kinds of music, so it just kind of makes sense to mold it all together. This one's kind of sad. This one is about a friend of mine that is no longer with us. Who his name was Bones.
You just wanted to go outside, and you just needed to be with your friends tonight. Broken blinds made for your freedom. I hope you'd understand. I kept you in to protect you from the machinery of man. I'm so sorry if I gave up my search too soon. Well, I just thought that you'd come back like you always do. The doorbell rang, I was in my room, feeling sorry for where we all are. Death at the door and Bones in his hand. I just hoped he'd leave him be, but I had to take the long.
It's hard to talk when you got tears in your eyes.
Yeah, that's a sad one. I'm not allowed to play that for a friend of mine whose cat recently passed away. She told me, keep that song away from my ears when it happened. Don't play that one very often.
Thank you for that.
How much time we have left?
About 10 minutes.
Marineland song or the recent heartbreak song? What's it going to be?
How about the heartbreak song? We'll just go with the sad theme.
Let's be sad together. That's my whole thing. As you can tell by the chords, it's a sad one. This one's about, yeah, what I just said, recent heartbreak, which is slightly related to my choice to go vegan. You'll hear a lot in this song mentions of food and how they related to the relationship, and this particular relationship taught me a lot about food just by being together and learning from each other. And I feel like I'm more prepared for veganism now that I know a lot more about cooking. Also, Food Not Bombs, Niagara, volunteering with that group has expanded my knowledge in the kitchen a little as well, so there's no stopping it now. This one's called Broken Marshmallow Blues, which is a reference to a book called Essays in Love, and also directly relates to the relationship. Here we go.
Not just an ache, this time I felt it break, like the shell of an egg in an omelet that will never taste the same. Baby, you made me shake with the coffee while I slowly wake, and sex too good to fake. You know I'd always ask for a little more sugar. There's nothing that I can say, you'll be the one that got away. Maybe I'll see you around. We tried to make sense of our confusion, and some soup for the revolution. As you stir, I gently kiss your shoulder, and we would slowly bring ourselves to a boil. The alarm on my watch, how you'd always try to botch. And at 11:59 every night you would come to my mind. There's nothing that I can say, you'll be the one that got away. Or maybe I'll see you around. Well, I can't say that I'm not pissed, I tried to avoid this. When we kiss, it's like a charge that passes through your entire body. So if this ain't enough, and I cannot call your bluff, well, did you really fall out of love? Did you simply forget my touch? 'Cause there's nothing that I can say, you'll be the one that got away. Or maybe I'll see you around. This time I don't. Or maybe I'll see you around.
So good, thank you. We're joined live in studio with Jamie Goddard today, bringing us his tunes, local St. Catherine's boy. It's really nice to have you here. And I'm watching your fingers very it's closely nice because I know that...
This is a song I wrote about a local attraction in the Niagara region called Marineland. As a kid, I used to love it. My mom took me there. There's pictures. It's so nice to look back on and say, look at these happy times, but now I just don't look at it that way. So here's my song for those whales. A lot of times I'll say, I wrote a song about Marineland, and people are like, oh, I love Marineland. And I'm like, oh, well, I love whales. So here's the song. This is also on my space, if you're ever around on the interweb. I also mentioned the whole concept of the animals not having a voice and not being heard in this song, which is why I saved it for last.
I heard that everybody loves marine. I don't know about you, I don't think it's true, I'm different. But so many will disagree, and most don't see what I see. Life held in captivity, the life that should be free. Well, can you swim? They'll put you in a tank. Can you do tricks? Then you will put cash in the bank. Now you don't have a choice, 'cause you don't have a voice to fight with. And since you don't have a say, and people will pay, you can't swim away. I can tell by the collapse of your fin that you need an ocean to live in. You're not alone, and that just might be the worst part. Yeah, others are caged, locked away. Most are killed. I can tell by the collapse of your fin that you need an ocean to live in. I can tell by the collapse of your fin that you need an ocean to live in.
That's for Dylan Powell.
From the Vegan Police in St. Catharines.
Yeah, he's expressed an interest in that song, so It's going out to him.
Protests are starting up again at Marineland, too, so it's very timely.
Let's do it.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful. I like everything about this whole situation, vegan hip-hop movement and Animal Voices. Woo!
It's really been an honor to have you here. It was great to hear from Kevin Tillman with the Vegan Hip Hop Movement, all the fabulous artists that he featured for us today. Thank you to him. We've gotten a really good response about the tracks from the Vegan Hip Hop Movement. So by popular demand, we wanted to put together a music show and also feature some local talent as well. So thank you to everyone who put the show together. Kevin, Jamie, Catherine for driving. Thank you very much. And I wanted to let people know we have Raw Sugar coming up, so please stay tuned for that. It's going to be an excellent program, as always. Thanks for listening. Bye.